Morning Watch, Day 4. Colossians, Week 5. A Living in Union with Christ. Colossians 3:18 through 4:1. Wives, be subject to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing in the Lord. Fathers, do not vex your children, that they may not be disheartened. Slaves, obey in all things those who are your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work from the soul as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as recompense. You serve the Lord Christ. For he who does unrighteously will receive what he unrighteously did, and there is no respect of persons. Masters, grant to your slaves that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Related verses. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. Philippians 3:9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. Romans 8:17. And if children, heirs also, on the one hand, heirs of God, on the other, joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him. Acts 26:18. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. 1 Peter 1:4. Unto an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled and unfading, kept in the heavens for you. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 3:18, note 1, referencing the word wives. The section from this verse through 4:1 is a sister passage to Ephesians 5:22 through 6:9, regarding the believer's ethical relationships. In Ephesians, the emphasis is on the need of having spirit-filled ethical relationships for the expression of the body of Christ and the normal church life. In Colossians, the emphasis is on our holding Christ as our head and taking him as our life by having his rich word dwell in us, that the highest ethical relationships, issuing not from our natural life, but from Christ as our life, may be realized for his expression. For each point in this passage, see the appropriate note in Ephesians. Colossians 3:24, note 1, referencing the word inheritance. This point is not made as clear in Ephesians 6:8 as it is here. The inheritance here is what the believers will inherit. The inheritance as recompense indicates that the Lord uses the inheritance that he will give to his believers as an incentive for them to be faithful in their service to him. The unfaithful ones will surely miss this recompense. Colossians 3:24, note 2, referencing the word serve. Serve as a slave. Portions from the Life Study Messages. We have seen that as the new man, we are one with Christ, and that our living should be in union with Christ. As we allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate in us, we should simultaneously allow the word of Christ to dwell in us and to have free course to work in us. Then we shall have a proper daily living, as described in 3:18 through 4:1. We shall be proper husbands, wives, parents, children, slaves, and masters. God desires that Christ be expressed through human life. We see this in 3:18 through 4:1. A sister passage to Ephesians 5:22 through 6:9, regarding the believer's ethical relationships. In Ephesians, the emphasis is on the need of spirit-filled ethical relationships for the expression of the body in the normal church life. In Colossians, the emphasis is that we should hold Christ as our head and take him as our life by having his rich word dwelling in us, that the highest ethical relationships, issuing not from our natural life, but from Christ as our life, may be realized for his expression. If we live in union with Christ, Christ will be expressed through our humanity. Many of those in Hinduism, Buddhism, and Catholicism have a low estimate of human life. They do not care for marriage or for the proper family life. They prefer to remain unmarried, and they aspire to live a type of angelic life. But the angelic life cannot express Christ. On the contrary, Christ needs to be expressed in those who are husbands, wives, parents, children, masters, and slaves. In order to express Christ, we need to have a proper and normal human life. The living of the saints in union with Christ should result in the expression of Christ in human life. If we see this, we shall praise the Lord for our human living. Furthermore, we shall have a fresh appreciation for married life. I can testify that I am thankful for my wife, children, and grandchildren. I am grateful for all the lessons the Lord has taught me through them. The more I advance in years, the more I appreciate the lessons I've learned through the course of my human life. And the relationship between wife and husband, and between children and parents, we need to live out Christ and express him. The principle is the same in the relationship between masters and servants.